Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, high noon in the District of Columbia, 6 p.m. in Madrid, Spain.
Yeah.
Me and B coming to you live from Madrid. You're listening on 106.7 The Fan or the iHeart app.
Sometimes we may look dead.
You're watching on Monumental Sports Network. You're checking us out on the stream on YouTube. And listen, man, Washington's got problems. We just ran through a big, long list of them. But they got more problems further north on 95. The Meadowlands are not rocking right now. Helping us make sense of everything that's going on with the New York Giants. Dan Duggan covers the Giants for The Athletic. You can give him a follow at dduggan, D-U-G-G-A-N, 21, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Dan, thanks for making time for us, dude. You must be busy.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm actually on my way to the Meadowlands right now. Mike Kafka will have his first news conference as the interim head coach. And kind of shocking from a PR front, this is the first time we're going to actually hear from anybody from the organization beyond the statement they released 48 hours ago. So I'll be interested to see what he has to say. But we haven't been able to hear from the decision makers to pull the trigger on this move. So that's a little disappointing, but we'll see what we can dig up today as I head over there.
That is chicken bleep from Joe Shane. seriously.
Because he's worrying about himself.
He probably doesn't want to have to answer questions.
Did you think it would happen at that point or this soon, or did you think he'll get through the season?
I thought all along he'd get through the season. I don't think in-season firings really accomplish anything, and you'll hear stuff like, oh, we'll get them a head start on the coaching search. I mean, 98% of the guys you want to talk to are working for teams right now. So, well, okay, you can talk to Antonio Pierce and John Gruden. Like, there's no real desirable candidates that are unemployed and available to talk to right now. So I didn't think they would do it just for that reason. I think it's kind of unproductive. But it did reach a point where I think they just needed to do something. Because obviously the losses have been mounting, the fourth quarter collapses, and I think the Jackson Dart injury was kind of just like the cherry on top where it's like it just became untenable. Again, so I don't think this really accomplishes anything, but walking out of, you know, Dable's press conference after the game on Sunday, I better touch up that pre-write on his firing because I think we might be publishing this sooner than later, and obviously that came to fruition.
You were proven correct. So Dable's out. Dart is hurt. But it seems like there's a lot of weird stuff with the Dart concussion thing. We all know what happened the last time he was in the blue tent when Dable went running in there. This time, is Dart – forgive me for not knowing this if it's already been announced because I'm in Spain and I haven't slept in 2 days. But what has Dart been ruled out this week?
He hasn't been ruled out, but there was, you know, the flurry report this morning that Jameis Winston has been upgraded to the number two quarterback, and I don't think that information is getting out if it's because he's going to be the backup on Sunday. I think it's the expectation he'll obviously be QB2 on the depth chart, but obviously QB1 when Dart doesn't play. Concussion, so we don't know anything concrete yet, but if, you know, I would assume he's probably not going to be ready this week. You mentioned that this is, since he played, you know, as a rookie, obviously he made 7 starts, a couple preseason appearances. This is the 4th time he's been evaluated for concussion. Now, the first 3 times he was cleared, But, I mean, it's kind of like I think they need to exercise some caution here. He's obviously taken a beating if he's been sent to that tent four times and obviously been diagnosed this one time. So not surprised that I think, you know, we'll see how he comes through the protocol. But I think just, you know, erring on the side of caution makes sense. And then in that instance, at least we get to see Jameis, which will be fun. It'll be different. I don't know if it'll be any better, but it'll be a lot more exciting than watch Russell Wilson, you know, look like a punch drunk boxer out there.
Dan, is week 10 going into week 11. Four times he's been looked at for a concussion.
Yeah, once in the preseason, and then twice, I think it was the Chargers, his first start, then that Eagles game, which obviously JP referenced, and then again on Sunday.
The last game.
So he's been a frequent visitor there.
But if the NFL talks about how much they care about safety of players, he probably shouldn't be playing no more this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's only been diagnosed once. I think the scene on Sunday was, like, ugly. As much as the Dable scene was ugly of him almost, like, trying to get him out of it, the fact that he didn't get put directly into the tent on Sunday was hard to understand. You know, you're watching the game live. You don't see every replay. When you watch it back, and this is what the concussion spotters have the ability to do, the trainers on the sideline have the ability to do, he looked like he might have been knocked out for a second or two because he fumbles the ball. It's lying right next to him, and he didn't even move to recover it.
Wow.
And then he was slow to get up. He's kind of, you know, putting his hands on his head, and you're like, is he frustrated or, you know, upset about the fumble? But it definitely was some of the telltale signs of concussion. So it's just bizarre. You know, the Bears get the ball back, and then the Giants go back on the field. He runs two plays. Then it's the third quarter break going into the fourth, and that's when he's finally removed and obviously didn't pass the test. So I don't know. I still haven't gotten all the details on how we got to that stage. And, of course, like the Dable news kind of trounced it. But there's still some investigating to go on. How did he get back in that game, and who missed what to not pull him when it was pretty clear when you saw the replays that he was in bad shape?
Has Joe Shane got past this, or is he on the hot seat as well?
Yeah, it's a good question because obviously he was spared. You know, there wasn't a – and the ownership put out a statement just saying he'll remain as the GM and he'll lead the head coaching search. So first blush reaction, I was like, okay, he's good. They're obviously rolling forward with him. You know, the statement included a comment from John Mara that he likes the young nucleus that, you know, Joe Shane has, brought into the building. But you kind of start doing some semantics there. Like, all right, they didn't fire him. He's going to lead the search. It doesn't mean he's going to finish the search. We've seen situations over the past where a GM might survive, and then you have, like, a Trent Baalke situation where, you know, no one wanted that job. So, you know, actually, you're out of here. Or there's still seven games. There's just, like, almost a half a season to go, which to me is a little daunting to consider. I mean, if they go 0-7 and it's just a, you know, complete catastrophe on the field and it looks like, you know, a clown show operation, they certainly have the right to reconsider. Because obviously, if you make this decision to make Dable walk the plank, you're blaming all of the results, all of the failures on him. So not that you're expecting Mike Kafka to come in here and lead them to a 5-2 finish or anything. But if it gets worse, then you're going to say, well, wait, maybe it isn't the coaching. Maybe it's, you know, the problems run deeper, which is the opinion I hold already. And maybe they reconsider when you get to the end of the season.
It's just remarkable. Talking with Dan Duggan, who covers the Giants for The Athletic here, when Dart got in there, it seemed like such a jolt, right? And then they had the collapse against Denver, and then they had the collapse, the one they just had. They got Dable fired. Forgive me for not.
Chicago.
Bears. Defensively, what are they doing late in these games?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was two this year that were just squarely on the, you know, the defense at the end of the games where, you know, Dallas and Heineken foggy. There was about 29 seconds left, I want to say, when they scored to go up three, and they allowed the Cowboys to get into field goal range, and obviously Brandon Aubrey can, you know, hit it from the parking lot.
Yes.
By just playing a super soft defense, he hits the game tired, then they lose in overtime. And then the Denver game, I think that's when you want to say, like, when was Dable of, like, officially dead man walking. It was blowing that game because it wasn't even a shootout. They were winning 19-0 going into the fourth quarter and allowed 33 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was just a stunning collapse and pretty a similar situation where they score to go ahead late and then they allow a completion to get into field goal range and Denver goes down, kicks game winning field goal. So a lot of it was there was just kind of soft coverage. The Chicago game, that's where it's not just coaching. I mean, there's the players too. I don't think the coaching was egregiously bad on defense in the second half and the fourth quarter of that game. Guys just didn't make plays. And if you see that, I know you're in Spain and everything, you've seen the highlights. Like Caleb Williams is just running around back there and getting to the edge and no one can chase it down. And plays like that, I don't know, what the play call to tackle the quarterback when he's running with the ball. You know, I think some of that is on the kind of the Jimmys and Joes, not the X's and O's type of thing. So, again, that's why I don't think Shane should have been spared, because I think it's people are really trying to parse this and put themselves in a pretzel, trying to put it all on coaching. I just think the whole program, the whole operation is what's led to the position they're in right now. Dable and Shane came in together 4 years ago. It doesn't make any sense to me that they wouldn't go out 4 years later when you got the 31st worst record in the NFL over the past three seasons.
Yeah, they like you said, they lose a lot of games late. The defensive coordinator is okay?
Well, I mean,
that was
listen,
an
I think
underwhelming hire when it was made.
I'm just saying.
Right. Well, and yeah, there's a lot of backstory there. Obviously the Wink Martindale thing blew up, and it was definitely a botch search there to try to find a replacement. They kind of settled on Shane Bowen. And then I think the time to fire him would have been after that Denver game, you know, again, because you could very squarely point the finger at him. And I think there's a lot of politics involved in that. If you're Dable, do you want to kind of get rid of your scapegoat and think like, well, if he's gone, then I'm on the chopping block? Obviously, it didn't matter. But maybe the people above him said, no, listen, you know, you brought this guy in. You got to, like, sink or swim with him. And so now I think that obviously you could have just swept him out with Dable. But now you have Kafka, who's an offensive guy. He's got a ton on his plate. You know, he's got to go from being an offensive coordinator who at times in the past didn't even call plays. I mean, he has been calling plays this year, but there's going to be a first-time head coach calling plays, running the offense, trying to get a handle on the team, to then also run out the DC, which, you know, certainly he has not done a good job, but at least he has some control over that side of the ball. If you bring in, you know, promote somebody else, you're just kind of creating more holes. I mean, maybe if it continues in a week or two and he's got his feet under him, maybe they make a change. But I think at this stage, you just kind of run it through. At least Shane Bowen has done that job, so you can kind of just focus on all the new tasks that are on Kafka's desk right now.
Last thing from me, Dan, I know you got a boogie. How are the Giants fans handling everything right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's I think a lot of fans were, you know, happy. Like, they were done with Dable, but I think there's probably been just as much outrage that Shane survived. So I think that there's still a level of, you know, discontent, which you'd expect. I mean, they're 2-8 for the third straight season. Anytime you're going to talk about a head coaching search, there's going to be excitement because, you know, maybe the next guy will be the answer. But now this, you know, been through this. This will be the fifth head coach hired since Tom Coughlin's, you know, successful reign ended, and they just keep getting it wrong over and over and over. So it's a little hard to have confidence they're going to get it right this time. And again, when you do the half measure of keeping Shane, you know, how is that going to impact the candidate pool? How excited are you about, you know, getting new head coach in here, but the guy who, again, I think is 50% responsible and they're in is still calling the shot. So I think the fan base is not in a great place. I mean, they have the Packers coming in here on Sunday. I assume we'll be hearing a lot of go Pack go chants, and a lot of green and yellow will be kind of dominating MetLife Stadium. And I think it's just fans are just pretty disillusioned at this point, I would say.
Dan, thank you for the time.
Appreciate you, Dan.
Maybe in December we check in on these Cliff Kingsbury rumors that have been reported.
Yeah.
Good luck at good luck with the presser today, man. That's
right.
A tough scene.
Enjoy your trip over there. It's a lot better than 40 degrees in New Jersey right now.
Thanks,
yeah, it'll be 40 here tomorrow.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Dan Duggan does a great job covering the Giants. You can give him a follow at DDuggan21. I follow a bunch of Giants writers, and I have worked a number of terrible late December Washington versus New York games.
Yeah.
And damn if it doesn't seem like we're in for one. December 14th going up to the Meadowlands, B.
You probably will be.
Oh, God. And that stadium.
Let's hope something changed drastically.
That stadium for that game will be empty. And that stadium, I understand why, because they host so many different events that they've made it soulless. But it is the most soulless stadium in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying worst, right? It's highly functional. And
they have good food.
Yeah, like the Giants do plenty right. But when you have a late December game up there and both the Burgundy and Gold and Big Blue are bad, God, those games are dreadful. I'll call my shot now. Get Camera on the line. I guarantee there will be some inclement weather, but it won't be snow. Freezing rain, sleet, just some terrible, just one more terrible layer on what will be an inevitably boring-ass game. Now, who knows? Maybe Washington will be riding a 3-game win streak going into that game.
We will see.
That'd be great. You imagine if You imagine if they were 6-7 going into that Giant game?
I would love it. Makes the game more interesting.
White Brian, maybe you could track this down. Do odds exist on the Commanders running the table, on them winning the last seven to get to 10-7? And conversely, do odds exist on them losing out, which would be abysmal, to fall 3-14? And if those odds exist, which do you think has a better chance of happening? Winning out, losing out?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Who are you asking, me, or are you asking White Brian?
I'm asking for him to try to find those numbers. Is going to take a minute. I'm asking you.
The winning out has to be, they going to try to get you to just do your money. That's plus about
8,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Losing out, probably a significant.
It's probably a plus,
but 3,000.
It's probably less than that.
Maybe Bees can make those numbers for us. I think, dude, if you don't win this week and you fall to 3-8 and you're going to your bye week, maybe you get the juice of getting Jaden and Terry back. Maybe they have a conversation about not putting those guys back in. I don't think that would be the right course of action, but I can understand how you land there.
You want some level of positivity.
Right.
At some point on the way through to the end of this season.
But just looking down the stretch, Denver, Minnesota, at the Giants, Philly at home, Dallas at home on Christmas Day, Philly on the road. Like, you're not favored this week, and this is your best chance.
Yeah.
The Giants by then, if it is Jameis and you fired your coach, maybe that you're favored in that. Maybe that's a pick 'em. Philly at the end of the year, maybe they've clinched everything.
Yeah.
But Philly's roster's so deep.
That's only if this move with the defense stuff starts working.
If the defense continues on its current trajectory of being historically awful, you probably will lose out. Because, like, you can point to Minnesota and say, all right, J.J. McCarthy is a volatile young player. But you know who they got? Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know what every top receiver has done to this Washington defense?
Cook.
Shred. I mean, there's that Giants game you circle, this Dolphins game you circle. I think Washington will have a good crowd. I don't know about home field advantage in this thing because I think this crowd will be 20% Commanders fans. I'll just be generous. I never.
You mean at this game here?
Yes, this game.
This game going to be a lot of people that just like football and wanted to go to Spain.
Totally. I think I'm going to be generous to Miami because I don't know who or what the travel situation is. I'm going to say 20% Washington, 20% Miami, 60% people just want to go to a football game and have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't think you'll get a lot of negativity from this crowd.
I've had more people ask me about what parties or events I'm hosting than they are about the game.
Right.
So
we're hosting a party. Podcast party Friday night. Anybody that's going to, I'm going to get it right.
Anybody that comes, JP buying them a beer.
I've said this wrong repeatedly, so I'm going to get it correct. O'Reilly's in Madrid, Friday night, 9 o'clock.
Green, white, the name of the sign?
It's O'Reilly's.
I know what I'm saying. It's green and white.
In the graphic tailgate Ted made, it looks kind of like old-timey. No, not. I wouldn't call it colorful. I don't know. You tell me.
That don't look like a green and white.
It's like a Irish bar font.
It look like,
but
the
it
little,
doesn't look green.
What's the little the thing with the Lucky Charms?
Yeah,
that's a little.
I think it's called Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that's a little.
Dude, the other day, my 6-year-old was freaking out because she had to make her leprechaun trap, and I tried to explain to her St. Patrick's Day is not till March, honey. You got plenty of time. She was very upset. Needed to get it built.
You know, she likes to do stuff if she wants to do it.
Correct.
And you need to let her.
That little girl, correct. All right, me and B live from España.
Madrid,
man. It's a very cool city. A lot of, like, interesting art and installations all over the place. We're enjoying it. We're gutting through. No sleep. I'm on my second Diet Coke in an hour. B's had a Red Bull and a Coke. We're going to make it. We're going to make it.
We're going to make it.
We're going to run through the power rankings. Dog, I haven't looked. Over, under 26 for Washington.
Over.
Higher, you mean?
Yeah.
Damn.
26, I mean like 27, 28.
Damn.
I mean, I can see it because they were at 25, 26 last week.
We're going to check out the power rankings when we return. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.